I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The IU Opera Theater presents Gaetano Donizetti's Lucia di Lammermoor. It opens on February 23rd, plays through March 3rd in the Musical Arts Center. Our guests are Kelly Motter, who plays Lucia, and Joseph McBrayer, who plays Edgardo. Kelly, your character, a demanding role, falls in love, marries the man she doesn't want to marry, kills him, and goes crazy.
It's a real tour de force, for sure.
And Joseph?
Edgardo's pretty much the perfect tenor role. You show up, you have this big entrance, sing a big duet, go off stage for a while, sit in the dressing room, eat milk duds, whatever you need to do, and then come back on and keep making big entrances all over the place.
Lucky.
Yeah, it's great. The opera's not called Edgardo di Lammermoor.
Kelly?
There's such a wide range of emotions that Lucia encompasses, from this very young kind of childlike girl to the romantic whenever she's with Edgardo, to the distressed sister whenever she's with Enrico, and then finally she just snaps.
What part about the singing do you like the best?
Oh gosh, you know, there's so much variety to it. I love the coloratura aspect. Maybe that's just how my voice works, but I love any passage that lets me sing flexibly. Another important part of singing Lucia are these really long legato phrases, and those come out most notably in her duet with Edgardo, and then they're echoed back again in the mad scene. And so that, just kind of the combination of knowing when you're being flexible and then knowing when you have to really lean into the legato, that creates a real unique challenge.
The conductor is Gary Widow.
Working with Maestro Widow has just been such a great experience. He's so knowledgeable. He has these great ideas that he takes from this vast knowledge of history and about writing for the bel canto voice. So he has so much to offer for us, and we're all students, so of course it's a great way for us to learn.
Joseph is a tenor who plays the role of Edgardo. Edgardo appears, disappears to France, and then reappears dramatically during the production.
Edgardo has been disgraced by Lucia's family. So that's sort of the whole impetus for everything, is he used to be in the mansion, the manor that she's in now. And her brother was the usurper. He took Edgardo's family out. And so Edgardo's whole bloodline has been disgraced. And he is surprised to have fallen so madly in love with Lucia. And he's constantly wrestling throughout the entire opera with, I love her, but I hate her namesake. I hate everything about her family except her.
One of your big entrances comes from the famous sextet.
It's a very exciting entrance, and it's nice because there's this whole huge party happening, and everybody's very exciting, and I just sort of get to break in. And it's a very, for the character, it's a very confusing sort of scene because I don't know what's going on. Is she getting married? Somebody's getting married. It's a party. Why is everybody here? But immediately there's that energy which helps us all find that tension in the sound. And there's just the tension's palpable. You can cut it with a knife between all of us. We're all sort of wrapped up in our own world, but there's definitely something connecting all of us. As I'm looking to Lucia to see, she's confused, she's trembling, but she's also betrayed me at the same time. So finding both sides of that coin, and then also I hate her brother, it's a very mishmash. I think he's almost as unstable as she is, which might be why they pair so well.
Yeah, or so badly.
Or so badly.
Tenor Joseph McBrayer and soprano Kelly Motter. They'll be on stage in the IU Opera Theater production of Lucia di Lammermoor by Gaetano Donizetti, February 23rd, 24th, March 2nd and 3rd. Gary Widow, the conductor, the director, Jose Maria Condemi, set designer, Philip Whitcomb. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.